Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I am your host, Lita. This is episode 383 on Saturday, August the 30th, 2025. Or if you're here in future land, Aussie land, future verse, wherever, and it's Sunday the 31st, well, welcome to everybody. Let's say hello to the chat room. And I know we've got Chris there who has just resubscribed again. Thank you so much, Chris, for 84 months. It is crazy that we have known each other and been friends, BFFs, for this long time. So thank you. Hang on, where's my little where is that? Thank you very much. That greatly helps the website, the channel, the website, all of that. So thank you very much. So thank you for joining me today. If anyone else is here, come say hi, hello. Thank you for giving some time to hang out with me for a little bit today. I will say that it is our 10th anniversary for the WoW Challenges podcast that Stone and I started 10 years ago. Crazy. We're not having a big celebration. It's we're just acknowledging it is 10 years. I know I should have probably got my stuff together a bit better, but life's been a little bit crazy. Let's just say life's been a little bit crazy and trying to sort things out for the show hasn't been my priority. Sorry, guys. It just hasn't. So, IRL's kind of taking a forward seat at the moment. We're too fried for planning. Thank you for the happy anniversary, Chris. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But again, we are still here. Currently, we are doing fortnightly shows, or shows every 2 weeks. If you don't know what Fortnite is, and it's not the game Fortnite, it's Fortnite in time. So I just wanted to acknowledge, you know, it's 10 years that this show's been around. The WoW Challenges has been around a lot longer than that. But Stone and I did start the show and 10 years ago, just over 10 years ago, we did a show zero, which was Carrie being our guest. And I think it was technically show one was then our actual show that we started with. So we've been very blessed to have a wonderful community. It's very niche, obviously, doing the challenges. Not everyone's into doing a challenge tune. And that's fine. It's, you know, there are some things within World of Warcraft is such a wonderful game. There is such a broad amount within the game that everyone can find their own fun. I guess that's the best way to say it. For me, Lita, my warlock, my main, has been my main girl for 20 years. 20 years? Yeah. A long time. She is my first love. Always will be. I do everything on Lita. And over on the side, I have my challenge tunes, which, yes, I need to get back into getting them sorted. But I also think, you know, there's people that loves pet battling. I do love pet battling. I will admit, pets, collecting, raiding. Some people love to raid. Some people love to PvP. Don't PvP if you're on a challenge soon. Just saying. You could try. It's probably not going to go well. But yeah, there's lots of niches within what a World of Warcraft game has. And we're very blessed that WoW Challenges within that is still around after all this time. And there's still a lot of people playing, which is wonderful, which you'll see by the state of the challenges in a bit. So, yeah, so I just wanted to acknowledge that it is our 10th anniversary. And people are dinging every day, Chris. Absolutely. And we've got a new max level of a couple of days ago, a new green man. And yeah, so it's, you know, again, wonderful. We have our wonderful mods that are around that help out with all of the things, our code wardens. And I feel very blessed to still be here and still, yeah, still here. Doing this, it's certainly in a different capacity to when Stone and I first started, but we're still here. We're still, you know, plodding along like a little challenge tune, taking things in our stride as best we can. So I hope that's good enough analogy. Anyway, so let's start off with some news, because there's been a lot happening within what World of Warcraft is putting out there and the game, etc. So first off, let's start off with our new max level green man, which is Gren, becoming our 10th the War Within Green Man Challenge champion. So this is one of Listen's tunes. Listen has now 7 max level tunes, which again is wonderful. He's doing fantastically. He's currently leveling a Bloodthirsty, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes. I know, I'm pretty sure he's in his 70s with the Bloodthirsty at the moment, so fingers crossed everything goes well for those last for the last stretch. Hi Azzy, lovely to see you. Thank you for popping in and spending some time with us today. It's great to see you. So yeah, so Gren's our 10th green man, which is again amazing. Can you believe that we've got 10 green? Let's have a look at, let's do a max levels so far. Let me just look at my little table, my little chart table. So greens, we've got 10. Working man, we've got 5. Irons, we've got 41 irons. Pacifists, we've got 12. Our last pacifist max level champion was Azzy, with Azzy Cow, which is fantastic. Tins, we've got two. Bloods, we've got three max level bloods. And I think that's everything bar the team, which we've got one iron team. So, yeah, that's, again, that's pretty crazy with the amount of max levels we've got. Most of those write-ups are over on the website. Gran, listen, sent me through Gran's, so that's been done. That is up on the website. So if you want to check that out, wowchallenges.com is the website. And again, I always say, look, it's intriguing to read through someone's journey on that toon. I really enjoy to see what people are doing, why they do particular things. Some people choose particular races and classes for the survivability because they haven't done that one before. They want to try something a little bit new. Some people like to choose it because that's what they're familiar with, so therefore it doesn't feel too strange doing a challenge on a new class, a new race, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's always intriguing to read through a toon's journey, and I always strongly suggest go over to the website, have a read through, see what's there. And it might give some thoughts. It might help structure a plan for what you want to do, where you want to take your journey with your challenge tune. So, yeah. So that's always a good thing. But again, you know, congratulations to all the max level challenges that we've had over the years. We've had a lot. We've had a lot. That's for certain. So, again, and Azzy, who is here in our chat, which is wonderful. Azzy has been a huge player, challenge tune, Lita needs to not say words she can't pronounce. Azzy has been a huge supporter of Challenge Tune, and he has over the years also had maximum tunes, many, many. I don't even want to know how many Azzy has had over the years, but and certainly has always been an inspiration in when something happens, he loses a tune, that he just, that tune's gone, get on to the next one. And I must admit, Azzy, if you're still here listening to this, it's an inspiring thing to watch how you've played over the years with doing the challenge tunes. You just get on with it. Made a mistake, lost the tune, but, or the internet's dropped out, as we know. These things happen. Sometimes things beyond us making a mistake happen and we lose tunes. And as he picks himself up and keeps going, which is, again, hugely inspiring for a lot of us. So, yeah. So a little shout out to Azzy because he's here today. So thank you. All right, let's go. Where's my show notes? So, some of the things that we've got. Let me go to bear with me. bear with me. We'll come over. Why have I got that on there? That's a bit weird. Why didn't that come up with the one that I wanted it to? No, wrong one, Lita. Doing really well today, Lita. Good one. Not that wise. Oh. Why is that not doing what I want it to do? Some days I probably just shouldn't get out of bed. No, that's stream element. What are you doing, Leader? That's not that one. Why is that not doing what I want it to do? It's being very frustrating. I don't know why that won't go away. Let me refresh the page. Stop it. Stop it. I don't want that there. Why are you doing that? And now I can't do anything with it. Fantastic. I don't... Okay, as you all know, let's talk about my journey over the last 10 years of doing this show. This is a prime example. If you're not watching the video, I had set the Wowhead articles into XSplit, and when I'd set it in, Wowhead had popped up saying, hey, do the subscription to our newsletter. And now I can't get it to go away on the version that's showing on stream. Half the time I don't know anymore. I just don't. Anyway, it's always fun in games. So on that level, since it's been a pain in the ass and I'm not in the mood, I'm trying to be. Let's just talk about what's happening. So GamesCon Midnight Reveals happened. We've got September Trading Post. They've released the pre-sale for Midnight, obviously. So certainly pop over and have a look at that. I'll put... where's the Wowhead does a weekly WoW weekly information which I'll put in the chat as well, so if you want to go and check it out, there's always a whole lot of stuff going on. I find the best place I get the information is normally looking at either Wowhead or pop over onto Blizzard, the World of Warcraft site, definitely. So, you know, there's always a lot going on. Well, currently, the way that they've got WoW structured now, it feels like it's only there's always something happening. And obviously you've got things like world events and you know, the things that are coming up with expansion stuff that's happening and all of that. So we know Midnight is the next expansion, which is, will be the second within this three-part, like, structure that they've got. So the War Within being the first part, Midnight's the second part, and I can't remember what the third part is. Chris, do you know what they've called that? I can't remember, sorry. My brain's like, bleh. But the other thing also, for those of you that are running around collecting September trading posts, you know, you get some transmog stuff, you can get some pets or some mounts, which is always fun. And it's account-wide, so you can be leveling challenge tunes and get your, you know, attendees that go towards it. Sorry, the wine, I was sneezing. The release that will be after Midnight. Do we know what they've called that? Have they already given us the idea? I think they have. I just can't think. Last Titan. Okay. So, yeah. So, there's a lot going on. We've got, you know, gearing up to, well, the end of an expansion, then going into a new expansion. So there's always changes. There's always something happening at the moment within the game. Like, I, at times I feel like there is so much going on. I'm still, I can't catch up, which is frustrating. Like, it's good, but it's also frustrating because we know there have been times over the years where there was not a patch for a very long time. There was no updates, things like that. So for those of us that have played the game for a while, for a while, we do remember the times when there was nothing for a long time and people got bored and would leave because some people don't want to level multiple alts or do something. They want to raid or what PvP and, you know, whatever that is. So, yeah, I can't even remember where I was going with this line of thought. This is my life now. God, let's have a sip because I didn't say cheers to you all and to thank you. And as we all know, whoop.
Coffee is my blood.
Which it is. But cheers. So to whatever beverage you're having, enjoy. Hopefully you'll enjoy. Have a little celebration to our 10th anniversary of the show, and I just want to say thank you. Yeah, cheers. And that's good. I made a mocha that's on, how many shots of espresso have we got in today? 1, 2. I think we got 4 shots of espresso. Let's see if it'll kick me in a little bit. Hopefully. Hopefully it will. That's good. That's good. Anyway. Wowhead is definitely a place to go check out. What I was going to do for the show, let's just chat. Let's just have a chat. Azzy said, where are you? I'm sorry, you've been having a tough time. I understand that. And thank you for being here, and it's, we love to see you, and as much as we are all connected by a game, and sometimes we feel like we can't do a huge amount, but if you need anything, please let us know, Azzy. We'll do the best. We're here to support you. So yeah, just know that we're not far away. If you just need someone you need to vent to, please let us know. Okay? Because life can be rough at times. Definitely. Chris needs more tendies. We all do. Most definitely for that. I really do think Blizzard needs to reevaluate that. And for those of us that have been playing the game for a bloody long time, I think they need to start handing out and just being, you have that one. You have all of these. You've been with playing for a very long time. Have them all. Have them all. Because that would be one less stress I need to not worry about, is trying to get my monthly quota of getting that the trading post stuff done. And at the moment, I try and do it very early on, no matter what tunes I'm on, to accomplish that. But sometimes some of the things you've got to do is just like, you're only giving me 50. Like, come on. Come on, Blizzard. Please. Seriously. It gets a little frustrating. So, and there's some really good things as well, which is enjoyable because you can use it on most tunes. I will note, there was discussion in Discord a few days ago that someone had equipped something. And look, to me, again, we get all these cosmetic things. And if you pick up a cosmetic thing, which is normally, you know, can go to the warband, or you can send to another tune because it's linked through your account, perhaps don't open those or don't put those onto the account with your challenge tune, because a flag's a flag. Like, those kind of things, if Blizzard's data shows that it's equipped, then it's equipped, and that will red flag you. So again, just a PSA, if you've got something that you're like, oh, I'm not going to wear it, but I'm not really sure, then perhaps send it to another tune, put it in your war band bank, and let a normal tune or your scout tune utilize that to put it onto your account. Don't utilize your challenge tune for that. And I think that's, you know, again, a good reminder of the things that you need to just be careful of. I think last show I mentioned that, you know, there have been some people over the years that like to go ahead and play their challenge tune like a regular tune. And hey, look, there is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that if that's what gives you enjoyment. However, that we know and we see a fair percentage of the time that playing a challenge tune like a normal tune is normally not successful. Because with a challenge tune, you need to really watch, be aware. You know, sometimes doing something on a challenge tune, let's take, what's an example? All right. I fall off everything within the game, even in real life. That has been known to happen. Sometimes I have two left feet. A lot of times I have had some really shitty falls. Let's just say that, in real life as well as the game. So it's good to see that, you know, it carries through from real life into the game. Let's just go with that. There's not many places in WoW that later that I've not fallen off with later in particular. So when it comes to a challenge tune and watching where I'm stepping, like, I'm used to Lita falling off stuff. I'm used to sometimes pushing the boundaries with her and just going, oh, I'll just go over here. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. She'll just be dead. I'll just go get my body again. But obviously with the challenge tune, you do that and it's done. So you just be a little bit more cautious. And again, some people don't like to play that way, and that's fine. You just have to remember that that can contribute to not being successful down the track. So sometimes you've got to change, sometimes slightly, sometimes drastically, how you play a challenge tune. And I think that's a good reminder. But again, play your challenge tune within the rules of what the challenges are, and have fun with it. That's again the main thing. I think that we all want to have some fun. And if you're not having fun with your challenge tune, then stop. If you're not having fun playing World of Warcraft, well, find something else to do for a while. But if you're enjoying yourself, there's lots of, you know, there's lots to do within WoW. And I think that's the wonderful thing that I enjoy about the game is I've got far too many alts that I cannot keep up with, which includes my regular as well as my challenge tune. And at the moment, it's barely having enough time to get the stuff I want done on my main. So, you know, a game should be fun. I think that's the thing we just need to constantly remind ourselves. A game needs to be fun, and if you're not having fun, take a break. So, it's a, could be true right across life. If you're not having fun, take a break. Work might not appreciate that. Chris, maybe that's what you need to say to work. Guys, I'm not having fun. I'm going to take a break. Just a thought. Food for thought. Anyway, that's considering nothing's worked, that just seems to be how things are. it is what it is. Chatty side chats over here. We do enjoy that. if you've got a favorite moment over the last 10 years that you'd like to share, pop it in the comments. I'd love to read it. Or pop it in the comments to the show. I'd love to know what your favorite moments. I have had far too many, which is wonderful. We've been very blessed with a lot of things. So, but again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to those of you that have supported us and continue to support the show and that are still here. Thank you very much. Give you all a great big hug with coffee or without. If you don't like coffee, we can still be friends. First, death by a Murloc. Just no. Death by Murloc. Definitely. All right. Now, the next thing I did want to mention, and then we'll do state of the challenges. I was going to do, just for the next show, I'm going to have a couple weeks off. I've got a fair bit of family. September's a bit of a killer for family birthdays. And we've got some big birthdays this September. So therefore, I've got to take a little bit of time because a lot of that involves being around celebrating on weekends. So at this stage, I'll have to be away. Well, next week was definitely not going to be here anyway. But then the following week, I've also got another family, a big family thing. So I'm going to have the 20th as the next show. Because, again, we've just got, it's just that time where family, we've got a 50th, we've got a 70th, we've just a lot of stuff. And within the first week, not even 2 weeks, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 birthdays. And 2 of those birthdays are big. Are the big, you know, 50th and 70th. So we will have the show on September 20th. That will be the next show. Okay, but again, I'll do up the, you know, the, what do you call it, the, thing for the stuff. Show title. Let me write it down. The thing for the stuff. That explains my life. The thing for the stuff. Yep. It's the thing for the stuff. That'll be the show title today. Absolutely. All right. Let's do state of the challenges because Lita's just going, what the hell's going on? Yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is, which is another great regular saying. So yeah, that's that. All right, let's do. So again, massive apologies if I butcher your tune's name. I am not great with pronouncing things. We all know that. So I'm just, that's my apology out there first off. But let's get on to, so irons. We've got 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we've got Iron Moon, who hit level 24. Number 9 was Lautre at level 28. 8 was Bo at level 36. 7 is Kekaris at level 37. 6 is Talan at 38. 5 is Celerine at level 45. 4 is Valfrasia at level 52. Number 3 this week is Iron Warlock at level 57. Number 2 is Iron Slam at level 74. And number 1 is Iron Shazemi at level 75. There was no RIPs, which when I was doing, I think that's been some time since we've had the top 10 irons without a RIP on there, which again, wonderful job, well done everybody, fantastic. All right, bloods. So we've got 4 bloods. We've got Jedi Chucky at level 17, RIP. Number 3 is Hunting Tacos at level 20. 2 is Bloody Sheck at level 22. And number 1 is Blood Warg at level 74. That is Listen's Bloodthirsty. So close. So fingers crossed. Go Listen. You got this. All right. Pacifist. We had one pacifist this week, which was Pass the Fish at level 19. Pass the Fish. Pacifist. Fantastic. Some people are so damn creative with two names. I'm not. I don't want to. It's leader. That's pretty much it. Other than my hunter who I made a long time ago, which is Keela. And my bank tune always has a separate name. But normally nowadays, it's every other tune has a different spelling of leader. It's just what I do. I can't go into different names. All right, Working Man. There was 2 this week. So we had at number 2, Work Sleep at level 10. And number 1 was Work Taco Work, level 23, RIP. I don't know if that's a taco tune, because traditional, she does spelling backwards, but I don't know if it was her server, if she's on a different server. So there was a minute that I kind of went, I wonder if that's a taco or if it's just a completely different person. Greens. So we've got 5 greens. We've got Gluck Gluck at level 21. Number 4 is Sterling at level 33. Number 3 is Green Iron, level 40. Number 2 is Steel Shot at level 70. And number 1 was Grin, hitting level 80, making them our 10th Green Man for this expansion, which again is fantastic. We had one tin this week, which was Neheza at level 30. And out of our teams, we had iron teams. We had two. So we had number two was Da Dun Brothers, who hit level 20. And number one was McGurgle Inc., who hit level 28. So there was no blood or green teams. But again, what a wonderful effort from our challenge players. So congratulations. Where's my little... And out of all of that, we had two RIPs. Wow, that, so one working man and one blood. That's a bloody successful week for for our challenge tunes. Like, only two. It's very rarely we have none. Very, very rarely. Sometimes the week can be real rough with the amount of tunes that get lost. So the fact that it was two, and obviously two still, we don't want any for anyone. Losing a tune hits, well, I know for me, hits my heart. And I feel it a lot. But, yeah, well done, everyone. That is fantastic. Well done. All right. Okay, I didn't really have a joke for chit chat. I just found, it said it was a pun, but I don't think it's a pun. I think it's more a, what would you call it? Just, anyway, you tell me what it is, but it was drink to the memories and laugh through the moments. So looking back at celebrating, you know, something special, that kind of thing. So I thought, drink to the memories. So whatever your drink is, have a drink, enjoy your drink, and laugh through the moments. Sometimes that's all we can do. As we know, life can be challenging. IRL, as well as, well, at times. So I think trying to stay as positive as we can, which can be hard. But let's drink to the memories that we've had over these years, the last 10 years of this podcast. We've had a lot of fun times. And we will continue to have fun times. There'll be a lot of times where Leader will fuck everything up. Like not understanding how to do some streaming stuff. So, yeah. So, through that, we laugh through those moments, okay? That's probably the best way to look at it. So, cheers, everybody. And again, a huge thank you to everyone that has and those that continue to support the show, the challenges. It is greatly appreciated. I can't I can't establish that enough, the amount of support. So thank you. It is great to have that. Thank you so much. All right, before I get real teary for No particular reason, but just to say thank you. Again, because I appreciate you. Any last minute? Anyone got anything to say, Chris? Death by Murloc was always a good one. Azzy, if you're still here. Again, we golden. You need to sleep anyway. And again, we have our wonderful mods. In particular, thank you, Chris, for being a wonderful support. Where's my little... Where is it? Thank you. All right. So all our wonderful Iron Elite members, thank you so much for helping pace for the website. Whether you do that through Twitch, through Patreon, through whatever means it is, thank you very much. Because all of that does go on keeping the website running. That's pretty much it. So thank you. Thank you very much. The names are scrolling below right here. To the wonderful team that we have, thank you for all of the things that you do. Like Chris, being around, modding, looking after. Mod duties on Twitch, Discord, all those things. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all, so thank you. And another huge shout out to Zaya. I don't think he's here. He's probably he's busy. Even though he's retired, he's a busy man. But the sorting of things like the code and just taking care of all that. Thank you. Thank you, Zaya. We appreciate you a lot. So, all right. So the next show we will do in 3 weeks' time, which will be Saturday, September 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And again, it's only because September is a crazy birthday month for my family. It's like, damn it. And so I'll have a couple of weeks off to do that stuff. I've got to make some trips. Not away, but I've just got to do a bit of driving, and on the weekends it will mean that I can do that without having to kind of keep this at minimum, because I've then got to rush off, that kind of thing. So thank you very much. Don't forget all of the information for anything WoW Challenges, pretty much, they will be on the website, so go check out wowchallenges.com. Please also have a read of the max levels that are up there. It's always intriguing. I can't stress it enough. It is so interesting to read each person's journey with what they've done with that tune to get to max level. So I do enjoy that. If you want to reach out, please feel free to reach out to me either on Discord or any of the socials. Again, I'm in Aussie land, so I am quite often on a different time zone. I will get back to you as soon as I can. I might be sleeping. I might be dealing with family or, IRL stuff. So please just be aware that I will get back to you as soon as I can. All right. I think I've covered everything that we really need to. Again, thank you so much for those of you that are here and hanging out. I appreciate that. And here's to, I don't know if I'll say here's to another 10 years of doing the podcast, because we never know. Life can be interesting. Here's to another 10. Could be another 10 months. Who knows? But, yeah, we will see. At this stage, we continue on. You're stuck with me. For the moment, definitely, we will continue on. And we will get back into some kind of focus probably towards the end of September, when hopefully IRL settles a bit. Mind you, then we're leading up to Christmas. How did we get to the end of August? How many weeks until Christmas? Do we even want to think about that? Anyway, yeah. All right, let's go. Oh no, I know. I've already seen the Christmas stuff is I think I even saw someone had done like a TikTok or something about they just got over, what was it? It was like the end of August, and as they walk in the door to come to work, they had the Mariah, one of the Christmas songs, you could hear it start to play, and they, you know, then they've done that satire of they've just gone like, oh, now starts Christmas. And it's like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. We haven't even got to Halloween yet. Stop it. Stop it. We need Halloween. Well, for me, Father's Day, Halloween. Then let's deal with Christmas. Stop dealing with Christmas far too early. All right. On that note, please stay safe, both in-game and out-of-game. I will be back on Saturday, September 20th for the next episode. And have a great one, and we'll catch you then. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.